what it means to be an American. America is freedom, and freedom is special and rare.
We, the people of this great nation.
The only thing we have to fear is fear itself.
We, the people of this great nation.
Good morning, my fellow Americans, and it is Friday, and you guys should be happy because you get to enjoy the weekend in this free and beautiful country. So much to talk about. First and foremost, I had an incident today on Facebook. I was called a snowflake. Apparently, the left has decided to start using our terminology, and I had to correct them. Snowflake means anyone on the left. We created that. We, the Republicans, we, the Trump supporters, created the word snowflake for those who started crying like little babies when we legally won the election in 2016. But whatever, they can't defend Biden, so they go to insults. That's all they got. But okay, so there's a lot of things we got to cover. For one, Biden apparently is already causing problems around the world. Putin is pretty much mocking him, which shows you the position the U.S. is in right now with Russia. Pretty much mocked him and then requested an apology. Apparently, everyone knows Joe Biden can't run a fucking country. Even the Russians, the Chinese, every other foreign country. And they're going to be stepping all over us. And then in return, what's going to happen here is Biden's going to try to strut his muscles, I guess, by utilizing U.S. troops to do his dirty work. This guy is an idiot. This guy is a moron. This guy doesn't know one thing about how you're supposed to keep relationships with foreign countries, especially countries like Russia and China. You pressure them, you squeeze them in a business way, in a financial way. You don't make empty threats you can't keep or threats that are going to cause American lives. But again, maybe I'm overanalyzing. Maybe I'm just thinking two old men bluffing each other out. Putin is definitely in much better shape than Joe Biden is. So Joe Biden can't go in the back and punch him out like he says about everybody else. And then we got flip-flopping Fauci. He got nailed by Rand Paul. It was beautiful. Rand Paul, I mean, God, I can't tell you how much I love this fucking senator. This guy's the man. He literally put him in his place. Telling him, why are you fear-mongering? Why are you getting everybody so scared? Didn't you take the vaccine? Then why in the hell are you wearing two masks? Called him out. Calling him out on his own game. And then we have from the other side, Joe Biden, Wrecking Ball Joe.
I came in like a wrecking ball.
We got Wrecking Ball Joe pretty much admitting that President Harris is... Biden calls his second-in-command President Harris... And latest flub. Dude, we know who's calling the shots, man. I mean, he's even saying it himself. This is embarrassing. This is the most embarrassing thing I've ever seen in U.S. history. So interesting enough, the hypocrisy, of course, of We can move forward with an impeachment. We can move forward with all this as long as it's against Donald Trump. But the House voted to table the resolution to kick Swalwell off Intel committee over relation with a Chinese spy. Apparently, sleeping with a Chinese spy is not enough for a resolution. Yep, that's what happens when the Democrats control the House, the Senate, and the presidency. And the House has officially passed a bill that legalizes millions of undocumented immigrants. Mind you, I am for legalizing immigrants because that is what this country was built on. I'm not in with a giant legalization of immigrants, but we all know what the purpose is behind all this. Come on. Come on, man. We all know what he's doing. This is all them pushing towards the midterms. They're trying to get brownie points and they're trying to get enough numbers to continue to take control and power. Interesting enough, most immigrants don't even have the same values as the left does. Most immigrants believe in God. At least most Hispanic immigrants believe in God. Most of them have conservative views. They just believe the Democratic Party is the party of the people, which they're not. And they actually, they don't realize what the Democratic Party really stands for. But again, I had an argument today on my stream. The left is just berserk. That's why I analyze them, their ideology. They're in another planet. These people don't think like regular Americans. They just don't think like regular Americans because they don't live in the America that we live in. We live in the America where a working man works hard for his money, working woman, you work hard for your money, you earn respect, you move forward in life as you progress in life with hard work and dedication. You know that in order to succeed, you have to work extremely hard. No, these are kids that were hand-fed by their parents. Yep, some of them are you guys. I'm not playing the blame game. I do the same exact thing. But we got to toughen up with these kids, man, because they are the future. And we don't want them to think they deserve anything. They need to know they need to work for everything. I'm trying to do that now with my son. It's a little too late. He's spoiled. But I'm trying. I am trying. Today we have a lot of emails. A lot of emails that I want to get to because a lot of them are attacks on me defending Dr. Q. So I'm kind of curious on what people have to say to me. But that being said, without any further ado, the one, the only,
Dr. Q.
What's up, buddy? How are you?
What's up?
I'm not even going to ask you what's down the Q pipeline because there's nothing.
Good. That's great.
Okay, so we're going to go. Okay, you sent me an MP4, apparently. Don't know what the fuck it is. Don't really. Okay. So I'm going to go first with Daniel.
Did you open it up?
Huh?
Did you open it up?
Not yet. We'll get to it. Let's just jump on some of these emails. Okay, Daniel. Remember, we're here. I've always wanted to. Okay. I have figured it out. Daniel from Kentucky. I have figured it out. Susan is Dr. Q in a mask. Has to be. 100% fact. Call her Susie Q from now on. P.S. They are not clones, Dr. Q. He titled it Dr. Q Busted.
Man, you guys.
That was a good one.
Yeah, that was a funny one. But I honestly don't have Susie. Susie's definitely not me. I'm just promising you that one.
Okay. Yeah, I know. She follows me on Instagram. It was a joke.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it was a joke. Okay, so this is from Stephanie. Her title is, I love you guys. So, I listen every day. I love you guys. Makes my day. I just have two requests, please. Jace, wait, second. You're the best, but shut up. Oh, no. She rewrote. Okay, oh my God. I am mortified. I just heard you guys read my email on the podcast. My husband and I went out for Japanese food and sake, and I was a little too honest. I'm so embarrassed. It was date night. What can I say? Well, Stephanie, you can say sorry for one thing. No, I'm just playing. Listen, it doesn't matter. This is what I do. The fact that you tune in and you listen to us, that brings me and Q and me a lot of joy. And we're here to let Americans' voices be heard, whether it's negative or positive. I want people's voices to be heard. Shit, I let liberals' voices be heard on my stream as much as I despise and hate hearing their voices. I still let them air out their voices. Now, Q, I got a harsh one for you, okay? So this was sent to me by Jason, who was on our show. He actually texted this to me.
Again?
Okay, again? So this was a post by... He first sent me a post, David Litchfield. Apparently wrote this post. Last November, I signed up to be a participant in a COVID-19 vaccine clinical trial study where I would be given a vaccine, Moderna, or a placebo. My first appointment, they drew blood and gave me a shot. My second appointment in December, they drew blood and gave me shot number two. On January and February appointments, they just drew blood. They said if you're able to get an appointment for COVID vaccine shot, to let them know, and they would tell me if I'd be given the real thing or placebo. So long story short, I've been vaccinated since the end of December. Hooray. Okay.
Is there a point here?
Yeah, he's not dead.
Oh, no, number one, I never said everybody's going to die, okay? You're going to be really fucked up. I'm just telling you that right now. So if you got the real vaccine. I mean,
my mom and stepdad got it today. So, I'm not concerned whatsoever. I encourage everyone to take the vaccine.
Oh my God.
I encourage everyone to take the vaccine.
You're brainwashed that quick?
No, I'm not brainwashed that quick. I believe in our president, Donald Trump. And I believe if Donald Trump said that the vaccine was safe and healthy, that he believes it. So
what I want to talk to you about that is, number one, CGI is going everywhere. They could act like they're Donald Trump too.
Oh my fucking God.
I'm just saying. Just
oh my God. This man spoke and said it in
just
a Fox
you.
News interview. What the fuck, Q? What the
fuck? Fox isn't involved in CGI, you're thinking? You're thinking they're like,
do you think Trump would not have done some sort of press release if it wasn't him?
I mean, seriously.
I
don't see Trump stating that. I really don't.
Oh, okay, I do, and I heard his voice. So, anyways, there's another question for you that we did not read yesterday. Doctor, don't know why they're calling you doctor, but okay. Is it good or bad to drink about 3 ounces of apple cider vinegar before bed 4 days a week? Also, what is your outlook on Scientology? They have similar outlook on personal frequency. Curious.
Is that D?
Yeah, D-Man. Curious if the tool they use to measure works the same manner. Thanks for your expertise.
You want to go? You want me to go?
No. This is a question to you. I mean, he addressed it to you.
No, D-Man, I saw your emails. I was actually going to get to them when I do my podcast for you to go into a little more detail. in regards to the apple cider vinegar, I would do it when you first wake up, not before you go to sleep. Okay? It's still acid. Even though it's good for you, it's still acid. before you eat anything, and 3 ounces, I'm not positive about the 3 ounce.
He says 3 ounces 4 days a week, just so you know.
Yeah, I would start out with a tablespoon in the beginning, and work yourself up to that. If you want to do the 3 ounces, it's very good for bacteria in your stomach. There's just so many benefits of apple cider vinegar. I don't know what you're trying to, accomplish out of it. So you didn't state that, but, send me an email. I get all your emails. Like I said, I'm going to, do all my emails, in my podcast. What was the other question?
Okay. Well, I'm going to throw a little input. I was using apple cider vinegar cause I did hear it was healthy for you and was what was recommended from what I saw. I was doing research. They say to take 1 tablespoon. I mean, that's usually what they say. When you're drinking water, and you should only do it once a day. That's what I read, and I had bought in the apple cider vinegar. I did. It's good for losing weight as well.
Anything
you don't want to exceed. You don't want to overdo anything, even if it's something that's healthy. Sometimes you can overdo it, and it can actually backfire and turn into something really bad. But I'm just saying that's what I was told when I did it. I don't do it anymore, but I should probably get on it. Okay. His other question was about Scientology. He says that they have a similar outlook on personal frequency. Curious if the tool they use to measure works in the same manner.
Okay. So when it comes to Scientology, I think they know a lot when it comes to the secrets of the universe. And, same thing, Illuminati. And that's why, everything's hidden. So I think the secrets are just coming out, and definitely has to do with the frequencies of humans and, imagination, and it's the laws of the universe. It's amazing. On my podcast, I'm going to explain things to you a little better. But I don't agree with Scientology because I think it's satanic, Luciferian. But they are, you know, I think they do know a lot that we don't know because everything's hidden on purpose.
Okay. Interesting. Whatever the fuck that means, but okay. So, D-Man, again. Okay, doctor, how much water should I need to consume in a month? Also, do you think the Illuminati has already poisoned our water supplies? If so, what is the best way to remove metals from unconsumed liquids? Also, I'm curious, if the sun and moon always rise in the east and set in the west, how does it reset for the next cycle without seeing it?
Listen, I'm not going to answer these questions now, okay? I'll answer them on my podcast, but you know, messages just, it sounds a little outrageous to a point, you know? I almost think he's not, like, serious to a point, you know? What do you think?
I think he's actually asking you sincere questions.
I mean, I'm not, like, an astrologist and, you know, I mean...
You're a flat earther. That's what he's talking about. I mean, do you not understand what the fuck you preach?
I completely do.
He's asking if the sun and the moon always rise in east and set in west, how does it reset the next cycle without seeing it?
I'll look into it for you. I really don't know offhand.
Of course you don't.
I didn't say I'm an expert in flat earth. I said that we are in a flat earth. That's what I said. I didn't say I'm an expert at it, but I will look into it and I will get the answers for you.
Well, look, I'm no doctor, but I think about a gallon of water a day is good. I'm pretty sure about it.
The water, it's a liter for every 50 pounds. And that's just normal. If you're working out or something like that, you definitely have to take more. Just as you feel, you know, you need it, but definitely every day you want to have at least a liter for every 50 pounds.
And he wants to know how do you remove
water or purified water?
Yeah. He's asking, how do you remove metals from unconsumed liquids? Like, how do you remove metals from, I guess, from water?
There's filters that you can remove, you know, different, you know, chemicals and stuff like that. To remove metals, you know, pretty much that are in your body, you know, you can use chlorophyll and burdock root. They're both really good for that.
And you thought he wasn't serious. Poor D-Man. Jesus Christ, you're such a dick.
No, I'm sorry. No offense to you, D-Man.
No offense. You already said it. It's too late.
It's like one thing, one question, and then there was another question.
Well, one question was from the previous day.
So
interesting enough, apparently since everybody's decided, you know, the left at least decided to go ahead and blame Trump for the shooting of the suspect that shot people in the massage parlor, interesting enough, apparently the man had an obsession with having sex with Asian women, and he thought that was going to stop him from having sex with Asian women. So yeah, again, the left tried to create a narrative and it exploded in their fucking face. Because no matter what, they have Trump deranged syndrome. They can't get the man out of their mind. No matter what, they just can't. You know, it's just like AOC. They're exposing all these people. Under Trump, AOC made dozens of accusations about the situation at the border. But since Biden took office, she's been completely silent. She says a thing and then Nancy Pelosi puts her on check and she's like, oop, and shuts her mouth. Shows you the hypocrisy, guys. We're living in tough times, I'm telling you. We're living, and for those of you who keep talking about the HR, what is it, the HR 1 bill or HR, yeah, HR 1 bill? Yeah, it's not going to happen. It's going to get filibustered. And either way, they would have to get 60 votes, and I don't think the Republicans are going to vote on it. I don't think even the Rhinos, I don't think, would vote on it. So don't be worried about that. It's not going to go through. I promise you, they robbed one election. They're not going to be able to do it again because the Republicans are going to come out in masses, and it's just going to be beautiful. It's going to be beautiful because we're seeing the chaoticness that's happening under a Biden administration, and we see how they're playing the blame game. I promise you, though, before Biden steps out of office, this man is going to cause a war somewhere. And it's unfortunate, but this is what they do. The left does not know, or the right, for the most part, does not know how to run a country without starting a war or trying to continue a war. That being said, Q, what's down the Q pipeline?
There's actually a vaccine court coming soon.
A what?
It's a vaccine court. It's actually documented on verywellhealth.com. It's saying while vaccines are safe and effective way to prevent diseases, no medical intervention is 100% risk-free. And it's basically saying that, you know, it's a court that, you know, sees the claims and, you know, you get to file the claims and review the medical staff and then you submit it to the courts. And then there's a petition, you know, reviewed and, you know, same thing as like normal court, like compensation and everything.
Well, interesting enough, guys. So, you know, something that's actually pretty interesting. This I did a little research on. The COVID-19 antibodies can pass from the mom to the baby.
Oh,
interesting.
Yeah.
That's actually a good thing. Q will say it's a way for them to kill.
Yes. Oh, it definitely is.
But the way I look at it, they're giving an antibody to the kid. Yeah, you don't know what you're talking about. I already saw a stimulus check. You're full of shit.
What it does is it changes the DNA. So what's going to happen is your kid's DNA is going to be changed.
Okay,
too.
So I saw my neighbor's, I can debunk Q. I saw my neighbor's stimulus. It did not have Donald Trump's signature on it. So you've been debunked. I saw it today. I specifically asked him, and it was extremely uncomfortable to ask him this, but I did anyways.
What I heard, okay? I'm not saying I had one and I saw it, you know? I never said that. I just, you know. Obviously, this is what I heard, so that's it, you know?
So
there is a vaccine injury table. This has been going on for centuries, okay? Not centuries, I'm sorry, decades. You know, you just don't hear it because it's all hidden. But I guess they're you know, becoming a lot more publicized now that you can actually sue for injuries.
They're what?
Especially now. Super injuries.
Super injuries.
Sue for injuries.
Sue for injuries.
In regards to the vaccines.
Well, I mean, I guess. I mean, a lot of people sue for just all sorts of things, all sorts of medication, you know? So, I mean, look, interesting enough, I found this to be a very interesting... This will be something I think that's going to be pretty positive. Senators... they introduced a new bipartisan bill, and they want to televise. They want to start televising the Supreme Court proceedings. That's pretty cool because we've never really seen how the Supreme Court proceedings go. I would like to see how that works. So, I mean, this again, I'm going to continue to praise my governor, DeSantis, for doing such a great job. He's making headlines all over mainstream media. The left hates him, so you know he's doing something right. The right adores him, so you know he's doing something right. I'm extremely proud to say that that man is my senator, and I see a bright future. I see a possibility of him running for president in 2024. I see a very strong possibility.
Nobody's going to get nominated, okay? Trump's, that's it. Nobody else. Doesn't matter who he's not going to run because he knows Trump's going to be president. It's never going to happen, Jay.
I don't know. Trump needs to be lawyering up because he's got a lot of legal issues heading his way.
Listen, you don't need to lawyer up anything. They're all going to be gone completely. So,
and listen, don't be so confident about that, man. I mean, he's getting sued left and right by a bunch of people. I mean, there's investigations. The funniest thing was Swalwell suing him. That one I found to be hysterical. A lawsuit from Swalwell when Swalwell talked so much shit about Donald Trump that was false. I would be counter-suing him right now, but I guess Trump just doesn't really care. Trump is just like, whatever, sue all you want, my lawyers, I've got the money, don't even worry about it.
Exactly.
But I am worried about the DA's case in New York.
Nothing to worry about at all.
They're trying to hit him with something, but again, there's statute of limitations for everything, so I don't know what they could be investigating him for, because there is a statute of limitations on most crimes, and he was president for about four. I mean, he was president for 4 years. He ran for president for for 1 year. So most statutes of limitations are about 5 to 7 years. So yeah, I think he's pretty much in the clear. I don't know why they continue this witch hunt, but apparently they do not want to stop. They don't want to stop. They really hate this man, and they really hate everyone. Interesting. Another thing. Okay. So I had somebody send me a message, Rice. She does not want the rest of her name. She said, did you hear the latest? Caitlyn Jenner said it was harder to come out as a Republican than a transgender. Yeah. You are so fucking stupid. Not you, Rice. Caitlyn Jenner. First and foremost, that guy's a man. That's first. And I bet you he would have broken every single record if he would have been an Olympic runner as a female pretending to be a male. I mean, a male pretending to be a female. I'm sorry. So him, out of all people, should understand how this works, how men can't be playing in women's sports. But that's just a whole different. I just had to throw that out there because that just has me so frustrated. They're literally disregarding women's rights in all which ways. But yeah, I highly doubt coming out as a Republican is harder than a transgender. Because he was very proud to say that he went into Trump's bathroom to use the bathroom, and nobody gave him a hard time. But since everyone is turning on Trump now, I guess that's the popular thing to do. Caitlyn Jenner, well, I'm going to call him Bruce. Bruce Jenner, because that's who you are. You're Bruce, not Caitlyn. Go do something. Go have some plastic surgery or something like the Kardashians. I mean, stop giving statements. No one gives a fuck about anything you have to say. So, anyways, on a more positive note, 21, as of right now, 21 states are suing Joe Biden. The most for any president ever. No president has ever been sued by 21 states. So good job, Joe. Good job. You finally accomplished something. You finally did something that no other president has done. Good job. Unfortunately, the record that you broke really is insignificant, and it's pretty much a joke, and it's a negative thing, but you did something. You broke something. Good job. So now I want to talk about gas prices, Q. How's the gas prices in Philly?
They're like $3.
$3. Yeah. So it's pretty expensive. It's getting up there. It went from about $2 to $3. Good luck to anybody out there that does Uber and Lyft for a living or any business that involves gasoline. You guys are in for a long haul because this is going to affect your pockets. It's going to affect every American's pockets, but it's going to affect those that actually need gas to actually conduct business or actually work. But yeah, I like for you guys to hear this because this is the moment that this is a very good moment, and I want you to hear this.
Or the vaccine. It doesn't exist.
Hold on.
What study shows significant reinfection, hospitalization, and death after either natural infection or the vaccine? It doesn't exist. There is no evidence that there are significant reinfections after vaccine. In fact, I don't think we have a hospitalization in the United States after the 2-week period after the second vaccination.
Yeah,
you have a death in the United States.
You're not hearing what I'm saying about variants. We're talking about wild type versus variants.
And what now, what proof is there that there are significant reinfections with hospitalizations and death from the variants? None in our country. Zero.
Well, because we don't have a prevalent of a variant yet. We're having one. Can I finish? We're having 117 that's becoming
more
dominant.
Policy based on conjecture.
No,
it
isn't based on conjecture.
Variants, so you want people to wear a mask for another couple of years.
No.
You've been vaccinated and you parade around in two masks for show.
No.
You can't get it again. There's virtually 0% chance you're going to get it. And yet you're telling people that have had the vaccine, who have immunity. You're defying everything we know about immunity by telling people to wear a mask who've been vaccinated.
No.
Instead, you should be saying there is no science to say we're going to have a problem from the large number of people being vaccinated. You want to get rid of vaccine hesitancy? Tell them they quit wearing their mask after they get the vaccine. Okay. You want people to get the vaccine? Give them a reward instead of telling them that the nanny state's going to be there for 3 more years and you got to wear a mask forever. People don't want to hear it. There's no science behind it.
In a recent British study, David Wiley and others found that no symptomatic reinfections from COVID-19 after following 2,800 patients for several months. In fact, there have been no reports of significant numbers of reinfections after acquiring COVID-19 naturally. Shane Crawdy, a virologist at La Jolla Institute for Immunology, concludes from his experiments that the amount of immune memory gained from natural infection would likely prevent the vast majority of people from getting hospitalized disease, severe disease for many years. In this study, which was published in Science, Dr. Crowdy showed that antibody levels stayed relatively constant with only modest declines over 6 to 8 months. Dr. Crowdy reported that notably memory B cells specific for the spike protein or RBD were detected in almost all COVID-19 cases with no apparent half-life at 5 to 8 months after infection. In other words, Dr. Crotty found significant evidence of long-term immunity after COVID infection. Furthermore, Dr. Crotty noted B-cell memory to some other infections has been observed for as long as 60-plus years after smallpox vaccination, or even 90 years after natural infection with influenza. That was a woman who got the Spanish flu, still showed immunity 90 years later. So rather than being pessimistic towards people gaining immunity after they've had COVID or had a vaccine, studies argue for significant optimism. In fact, there have been no scientific studies arguing or proving that infection with COVID does not create immunity. There have been no studies showing significant numbers of reinfections. Of the 30 million Americans who have had COVID, only a handful of reinfections have been discovered. In fact, the New York Times reported last fall more than 38 million people at the time worldwide had been infected with the coronavirus, and as of that date, fewer than 5 of these cases had been confirmed by scientists to be reinfections. Scientists interviewed for the article concluded, in most cases, a second bout with the virus produced milder symptoms or none at all. Given that no scientific studies have shown significant numbers of reinfections of patients previously infected or previously vaccinated, what specific studies do you cite to argue that the public should be wearing masks well into 2022?
I'm not sure I understand the connection of what you're saying about masks and reinfection. We're talking about people who have never been infected before.
You're telling everybody to wear a mask, whether they've had an infection or a vaccine. What I'm saying is they have immunity, and everybody agrees they have immunity. What studies do you have that people that have had the vaccine or have had the infection are spreading the infection? If we're not spreading the infection, isn't it just theater?
No, it's not.
You've had the vaccine, and you're wearing two masks. Isn't that theater?
No, that's not. Here we go again with the theater. Let's get down to the facts. Okay, the studies that you quote from Crotty and Sette look at in vitro examination of memory immunity, which in their paper they specifically say this does not necessarily pertain to the actual protection. It's in vitro.
And what study can you point to that shows significant reinfection? There are no studies that show
Let me finish the response to your question, if you please. The other thing is that when you talk about reinfection and you don't keep in the concept of variants, that's an entirely different ball game. That's a good reason for a mask. In the South African study conducted by J&J, they found that people who were infected with wild type and were exposed to the variant in South Africa, the 351, it was as if they had never been infected before. They had no protection. So when you talk about reinfection, you've got to make sure you're talking about wild type. I agree with you that you very likely would have protection from wild type for at least 6 months if you're infected. But we in our country now have variants that are circulating.
Significant reinfection. What study shows significant reinfection, hospitalization, and death after either natural infection or the vaccine? It doesn't exist. There is no evidence that there are significant reinfections after vaccine. In fact, I don't think we have a hospitalization in the United States after the 2 week period after the second vaccination.
We don't
have a death in the United States.
You're not hearing what I'm saying about variants. We're talking about wild type versus variants.
And what proof is there that there are significant reinfections with hospitalizations and death from the variants? None in our country. Zero.
Well, because we don't have a prevalence of a variant yet. We're having one. Can I finish? We're having 117 that's becoming more dominant.
Policy based on conjecture.
No,
you have the.
It isn't based on.
See, this is why I love this man. This is why I love Rand Paul so much. Rand Paul single-handedly destroyed, without a doubt, Dr. Fauci. Destroyed him. And you know what the coolest thing about Rand Paul is? He's a fucking physician. He's a doctor. A lot of people don't know that. So this is kind of a subject he kind of knows a lot about. Did you know that, Q?
Wasn't that an old video of that situation?
No, this was recent.
How recent?
Today.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What did it say? Because I know he destroyed him before.
No, he destroyed him. He goes, show me evidence. Show me something that shows after people have been vaccinated that they need to wear a mask. I mean, he's pretty much laying out the groundwork that this is all theater. He goes, now you're walking around wearing two masks. He goes, but you've been vaccinated. He goes, and then Dr. Fauci goes, well, variances. And he's like, show me one incident that after people have been vaccinated or after they've had COVID-19, that they've been rehospitalized or have died. The point is it's bullshit. And Rand Paul's calling his bullshit. This is why I love Rand Paul. I love Rand Paul. I mean, he is just fucking phenomenal. This guy, he is a senator that we should keep our eyes on. He's a person that I would vote for if he ran for president. He's not the same as Donald Trump. He's not the same as Donald Trump business-wise. He's a little more passive and stuff like that. But he's intelligent. He's a good senator.
He can just stay being a senator. It's fine.
Huh?
I said he can just stay being a senator, you know.
We need good senators like him.
Yeah, that's right. So it's all good.
So I mean, I don't know. This is you know, the more I see the things that are going on in America, the more I realize look, like, for example, nobody talks about this, right? So this was released on February 18th. Apparently, it went under the radar and nobody talked about it. The jobless claims actually spiked much worse than expected under Biden's administration. 861,000. 861,000 back in February. During Trump's administration, we were getting jobs back. The jobs that were lost, we were actually getting less unemployment. Tell you something? I don't know. Just food for thought. I mean, I'm going to criticize Joe Biden on everything he does because the guy's a fool. I mean, the guy's a complete fool. I mean, what state right now is doing the best? What two states are doing the best, Q?
Oh, Florida, one. And
God.
Texas?
Yes. Jesus Christ, Q. Yes. Economically and just in pure happiness, like in the way people feel about life. I mean, you go around my, and you're going to be here. You're going to be visiting me in Fort Myers. You're going to see the difference over here. I mean, people don't even wear fucking masks. People don't give a fuck. I mean, they don't wear masks. They don't care. They go into the grocery store. They go everywhere. I mean, masks are becoming complete. Well, this is interesting. Wow, this is something. This is actually something pretty interesting to put. Okay. So, interesting. I didn't know Alex Jones actually was able to get. There's so many mixed messages. There's mixed messages about whether or not to take the vaccine. Personally, if I don't feel like I need to take it because of my age, my health, etc. I believe that if I did or have gotten it already, I went through it. I feel like I don't think I fall under that category. I do believe that people that are older should be taking it, and people that may be at high risk.
Don't get it. Don't listen to him. Don't get it. Trust me. Do not get it. I'll give you my word on that.
Oh my God! Shut the fuck up.
I'm sorry. I can't, because this is like sacrilege. You saying that this is so bad for you. It's horrendous. It is literally an emergency bullshit situation that they took out just to fucking make everybody in a different, you know, state. You can't think. Eventually, it gets rid of your own DNA, and it just destroys you. I'm telling you, I got facts on it, and when I do my podcast, I'm going to show everybody.
Okay, you got no facts, but okay, we'll wait for your podcast. Interesting enough, now the tables are turning. Now, Congresswoman Arizona Debbie Lasco is blaming President Biden for child abuse, because the left seems to not want to say anything about that. But when Trump was in office, they were calling it every single day. It was all over the mainstream media. Donald Trump is abusing children. He's got 400 kids in cages. 400. Yes, guys, that is the correct number. Wasn't thousands. It wasn't this exaggerated number. It was about 400 and something kids who did not have parents, who they could not find their parents. Just to clear that up, because we have a misconception in this country where people, for some odd reason, assume that Donald Trump was just purposely trying to keep kids away from their parents. It was kids that they could not find or identify who their parents were. But
they were trafficked.
Whatever the case may be, it was kids that their parents could not be located. Whereas we're having the same situation with a lot more kids happening on the border. And guess what? Biden is not even letting the media nearby. You're not allowed to go nearby the border. He's refusing to allow people to even drive by the border to see the crisis. They're trying to keep it a secret. Did you know that? Yeah, I've read it in local newspapers in Texas. They're telling federal agents not to allow bystanders or anybody to do drive-by pictures, to videotape or anything, or the media to be allowed wherever these problems are occurring in Texas. That should be alarming. That should be concerning. Again, Donald Trump may have hurt people's feelings with tweets, but one thing he did do is let America know what was going on. Extremely transparent. Took questions from everyone. That being said, I mean, look, continuous things continue to happen. GM is going to shut down the CCA world headquarters in Grand Blanc Township. 900 employees will be affected. So this is what's going to be happening all over America. We're going to see job losses. We're going to see dependency on the government, which is what the left wants. They want dependency. What happens when you have somebody depending on you? You can control them. And that's exactly what the left wants. They want full control of us. We can't allow it to happen. Look, I mean, if you're going to tell me a war's not coming, we're going to have a war with somebody. Apparently, look, the Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin on Thursday warned North Korea that U.S. forces are ready to fight tonight after the dictatorship condemned military drills taking place in South Korea. Again, it's inevitable. Joe Biden is stirring shit up everywhere Trump tried maintaining peace, and at least he had Kim Jong-un under control. But no. Instead, Biden is going the opposite direction. He's trying to intimidate. He's trying to insinuate a war. But I'm gonna give you two different quotes, so you can tell me, and I'm gonna tell you, so you can tell me which one makes more sense to you. Put trust and faith in our government. That was said by Joe Biden. In America, we don't worship government; we worship God. That was said by Donald Trump. Completely different characters, completely different leadership, completely different faith. And guys, Joe Biden is proposing a tax hike. It's going to kill so many jobs, so many businesses, and so many Americans' lives. This is sad. We're headed towards a Great Depression in this country. It's going to happen. I've been marking down. I've been taking hits left and right. I've been, contrary to what I've told Q, I have been taking hits in the stocks. and I've been writing a graph, right? So now it's pretty much me playing with money. At this point, the money that I have in there, I pretty much, like, I don't even know what the fuck I'm doing with it. Because it is so erratic. It is so erratic that
Get out of it for now.
Well, I mean, I'm not going to get out of it. I'm just going to stay with the shares that I own. But I've been looking at the graphs and I've been writing down in the last, even when the stimulus was received, where you would think stocks would go up, they did go up, just not the stocks that I expected. You would think that the major retail stores would be going up their stocks. But apparently I have been dropping every single day. I've been losing more and more money. It's just been consistently going down, 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 down. Which leads me to believe that that is the direction that this country's headed to. The stocks are a very big indicator of how our economy is doing, and it lets us know exactly our economic situation. When stocks are good, what's that?
I disagree completely.
Okay,
go ahead. It's a rigged stock market. They're bringing things down. They're shorting stocks everywhere on purpose. It's all rigged. For now, anyway. It's going to crash.
Okay, well, I got this sent by a friend of mine named DJ. Okay, so he sent me this. According to the left, white men flooding into a country uninvited is called colonization. But Mexicans flooding into America uninvited is something else. Basically, as long as you aren't white, whatever you do is totally fine. And then he wrote to me, I don't see color, but I do see hypocrisy. America's waking up. America has been woke. America has been woke. But I think a lot of people on the left are starting to realize they made a mistake. Those that actually voted for Joe Biden, I think they realize they've made a huge mistake. But again, I mean, look, only a crook or an idiot would sabotage a booming economy. I mean, that's the reality. And that's exactly what we have in office. A crook and an idiot. At the same time. And between him and Kamala Harris, we have Dumb and Dumber in the White House. That is what we have. And that is what we have to deal with for the next 3 years. So buckle up and pray that somehow we manage to pull off a victory in 2022 where we can at least balance this, have a balance of power. And I think that if we can do that, we can at least minimize the damage. And as I've said before, the way to do this is by communicating with friends and families and loved ones and trying to let them see the light, and that's the only way we're going to do it. I'm going to give you another quote given by a great man. Immigration is a privilege, not a right, and the safety of our citizens must come first, without a question. That wise man was Donald Trump. I can do these all day long. I can do this all day long. And I could give you a bit of advice too. Whenever the left is actually trying to push something, whenever you see like celebrities on board with something, go the opposite direction. These people don't know anything but acting and singing. They have no clue of what's going on in the world. They live in their own little bubble and they think they're like us, but they're not. And they lost that a long time ago. Even if they were born poor and then eventually ended up becoming rich and famous, at some point, once you're in that world, that's it. You become one of the elites. You become one of them. And your train of thought is not the same anymore. You don't think like Americans. You don't feel like Americans. And honestly speaking, for the most part, I've come to the conclusion, and this is going to be my closing statement, I've come to the conclusion that the left hates America. They hate everything that America stands for. They hate Republicans with a passion because we represent everything America is. Q?
Yeah, just make sure you look at the email.
I mean, I'll check it out. I mean, do you want me to play it live? Is that what
you look at it? No, you can just look at it.
How long is it?
Not long. Let your listeners know what you're saying.
Okay, I will let my listeners know. Jesus Christ. I will let my listeners know. Let's see. Okay. So, Dr. Q, for fuck's sake, you keep sending me things I need access to request access from Google Drive. Fuck that. I'm not watching anything. Say your closing statement. Learn how to send a fucking email, please.
It's not my fault. It's the way they're sending it.
No, it's not. You can put a permission on it when you send it, and that way I could see it. You don't know how to even send a fucking email, and yet you know... You know all these top secret fucking information. Give me a break.
No, I did leave it. Come on, man. Leave it permission.
Okay, well, go ahead. Go with your closing statement, man.
It's basically showing. It's showing the fake Biden with the CGI, you know, like live. So, I mean, if you don't believe that, then you're just a complete moron. That's all I gotta say.
Okay.
Anyway,
don't say the same shit. Keep the faith.
Keep the faith.
Say something different, for fuck's sake. You close out with the same shit every single time.
You can go to hell, okay? And you say the same shit every time anyway.
No, I don't. My closing statement is just...
Whatever I say, it's from the heart. So that means more than anything that anybody else could say. So, you know, fuck yourself. Anyway, I came in like a wrecking ball. There it goes, bullshit again. So yeah, I'm just really excited about the podcast. Like I said, we're gonna have it. You can listen to it on Monday. I'll have it either tomorrow or this weekend, but it'll definitely be done this weekend, no later than that. So definitely listen to it Monday. But I'm going to have, you know, a bunch of different things that, you know, subjects that me and Jace don't talk about, you know, because I can't get anything out because he doesn't believe anything or he just does, you know, he just. I came in like a wrecking
ball. You're not going to criticize me.
Brings it down. I'm saying you criticize me.
Keep my fucking name out of your mouth right now.
Everything I say. You just criticize it. That's my point. So it's going to be great for me to be able to bring up my own views and my own studies. And, you know, there might be some outrageous stuff. You know, it's going to be pretty cool. So I definitely ask you guys to listen to it and definitely keep sending your emails. I got a bunch of emails.
It will air Monday, 7 a.m. Remember, yeah, guys, yeah, our definitely. Show airs every single day at 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. 10 a.m. Pacific Standard.
This way, I can tell you the truth of what's really happening. And, you know, I don't need to hear anybody, you know, in the background, you know, saying anything. But I can actually give you facts and you know, and let you know my opinion of what I think you should do and what you shouldn't do. And then, you know, you go on, you know, whichever way you want to do it, it's up to you. But these are just my opinions. But, you know, I've done a lot of research. So, you know, I think they're better than a lot of, you know, people that supposedly, you know, call them facts. You know, when I do my research, they're pretty much facts. So, anyway, again, listen to my podcast coming up. Hopefully there's going to be more. This is going to be the start of something big, I'm pretty sure. I'm sure you guys are going to love it. Same thing as I always say, you know, just be safe and be positive. Stop watching news, you know, enjoy yourself. And, you know, that's pretty much about it. Have a great night, guys.
Well, all right, guys. So what you're basically going to hear Monday morning is Dr. Q debunking Dr. Q. That is pretty much, I cannot wait either. See, this is a thing. I'm dying for this man to say everything he's planning.
You don't quit.
Huh?
You don't quit.
I mean, listen.
You're an asshole no matter what.
Suzanne didn't send me an email today, so I can go ahead and bash on you
fucked,
a little bit.
Dude.
Yeah, you guys are going to see Q debunk Q. It's going to be wonderful because you guys are finally going to see how outrageous some of these claims are. But again, I'm going to give them the floor. I gave them that promise. I'm going to keep my word. That being said, guys, if you would like to show some love and support, you can visit the RepublicanNation.store. That's the RepublicanNation.store. And you guys can actually even buy Q shirts, believe it or not. There's some cool Dr. Q shirts. I know you guys have been buying them. You've been buying them more than you've been buying the Republican Nation stuff. But nevertheless... yeah, there is a lot of cool gear. There's a lot of cancel the culture stuff. There's back the blue, a lot of unique shirts that I'm having designed that no one else has. The Wrecking Ball Joe shirt that no one has. So if you guys want to show some love and support, we never ask for donations. We simply, use whatever proceeds we make from the sales of the store. And we go ahead and we utilize that to continue to grow the channel. And I mean, the podcast, and continue to promote this and get the word out there. Remember, we will always be your voice. We will always read out any email, any messages, anything you send us. We will try to get to every single one of you guys and gals. I will always be your voice. I will never be censored. I will always say what's on your mind, no matter how bad it is. That being said, if you would like to be on our show, you can go ahead and email me at jase@therepublicannation.com. If you would like to ask a question to Dr. Q, you can email Dr. Q. That's docTorQ@therepublicannation.com. God bless you. God bless your families. And God bless this beautiful country we call America.
America great again.